This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan's workforce is getting grayer by the day. Now, that's not opinion. That is fact. And this fact not only sets up challenges for employers, it can present opportunities for young people looking to build their careers. Jacob Beisel is a senior economic analyst at the Michigan Bureau of Labor Market Information and Strategic Initiatives, who just recently published a study looking at Michigan's aging workforce. And he's kind enough to join us in the studio. Welcome, Jacob.
Thank you.
So just how dramatic has the increase been in older workers in Michigan?
Well, what our study tried to do was identify the concentration of older workers in the economy generally. And what we found is about one in five workers in Michigan, or 20%, are over the age of 55. And that is up about double since the same time in 2001.
So we are getting grayer.
We are getting grayer, yep.
Go baby boomers.
That's right. Well, and that is part of it. There are a number of facets to that. There's the demographic shift, the fact that baby boomers are entering that, continue to enter that 55 and older cohort.
You're talking to one. I know, exactly. And we baby boomers have always left a huge impact as we've moved up through the years. So that's no difference now.
That's right. And it turns out we've kind of tried to look at identify some factors that might explain, aside from the demographics, why folks are, it looks like they're staying in the labor force longer.
We've got the baby boomers. We all understand there's a big chunk of graying baby boomers, but there are other factors.
Yeah, there are sort of, we've identified three dynamics that might help explain that, you know, doubling of the concentration over 10 years. One is the fact that of older workers, age 65 and older, so these are like retirement-ready folks, typically about 50% of them had full-time jobs. And that was a trend that followed through the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. Mm-hmm. Beginning in early 2000s, that proportion started to tick up. So if you're thinking about retirement-eligible folks, they're staying in full-time jobs longer. So
and
that's,
we know why.
That's right.
Because of the Great Recession?
That is a second factor. The fact that there is this economic uncertainty makes it so folks are a little less inclined to leave jobs. And it turns out this segment of the workforce, this 55 and older group, they fared pretty well during the recession. They had tight labor market conditions. Right now, the unemployment rate for workers 55 and older nationally is 5.8%.
Okay.
So that compares favorably to the headline number you read, 7.7%.
Right, it does. But these are the folks that saw their 401ks go right down the dumper as they were hoping to approach retirement time.
That's
so
right.
That's what's keeping them in their jobs longer?
That's right. And accordingly, the third factor is we see their labor force participation rates going up. So that's the proportion of folks 55 and older who divided by the total population. So we're in the workforce versus those that don't want to be. That rate's been creeping up since the 90s. A lot of it has to do with economic uncertainty. A lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, we're living longer, so we're inclined to maybe stick it out a few more years. And another thing that we kind of think about is, you know, advancements in technology have made it so the industries of the past that, you know, had hard manual labor and those dirty jobs, they're increasingly easier to do.
Okay. So, yes, so I hear what you're saying. So, for example, if you've been on an assembly line, the fact that there are more, for example, robots working, it's not as physically demanding perhaps as it might have been 20 years ago.
That's right. And in fact, our group had an opportunity to tour the GM assembly facility in Delta Township, west of Lansing. And it was incredible to see, you know, the same workers. They had the same workers in place. It's not like, you know, it's not all robotic, but everything's ergonomic. Everything is, you know, lift assists. And those are the sorts of advancements that make it so if you are an older worker, you can stick it out for a few more years.
Now, I'm kind of curious, as you've just joined us, by the way, we are talking with Jacob Beisel, who is with the Michigan Bureau of Labor Market Information and Strategic Initiatives. He's an economic analyst and has authored a study looking at Michigan's aging workforce and especially focusing in on identifying the industries with the high concentrations of older workers in Michigan. So give us an idea. Which industry has the highest concentration of the older workers?
The best example is the passenger transportation industry. That is About 36% of workers in passenger transportation are over the age of 55.
So those would be jobs such as?
Charter bus drivers, school bus drivers, taxi drivers.
All right.
Yep.
I wonder why that is.
Well, we kind of attribute it to the nature of the work. And this really, the concentration of older workers varies according to, we think, the nature of the work. So if you think about the jobs there, they're part-time. They're seasonal.
Okay.
If you get summers off, a lot of times the hours are flexible.
Now, I was very surprised about what you found as far as the largest contingent of older workers in Michigan, education services. Let's get into that a little bit. So we're talking about what, the teachers of Michigan are all getting older?
Yeah, well, that's it. They are the largest segment of older workers. There's about 340,000 education services workers over the age of 55. You know, I it's the story I would kind of tell there. If you think about manufacturing, that's an industry that we commonly think of, a lot of folks commonly think of as sort of an older industry. We talked about the automotive industry in particular. In 2005, when we looked at this, the concentration of older workers in auto was higher than the state average, and, and that didn't surprise anybody. But the big three have gone through significant restructuring, and you know, 6 years later, the concentration of older workers in the auto industry has aligned with the state average.
So people took early buyouts.
Right, exactly. So a lot of the attrition was coming from the older worker workforce. When you think of educational services, there's a lot that's similar in terms of manufacturing. One being that both are characterized by strong labor presence, which kind of tends to bolster that seniority presence. You know, nevertheless, our forecasts indicate that the education services sector is expected to grow between now and 2020 by about 8%. So you're going to have this growth.
As people are getting older. So am I hearing that if you're a young person looking for perhaps a pathway in college, is that something you should say to yourself is, well, we've got an aging teacher workforce and there would be opportunity for me there?
Yeah, I think what we see is, in terms of the forecast, is both growth, moderate growth, 8%, but also a lot of replacements. So the majority, probably 3 out of 4 availabilities in for teachers will come from replacement rather than growth.
Well, we have a link to the study, which is Michigan's Aging Workforce, Identifying Industries with High Concentrations of Older Workers. And the study author, Jacob Beisel, has been my guest today, Senior Economic Analyst at the Michigan Bureau of Labor Market Information and Strategic Initiatives. Jacob, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.